The U.S. Embassy in Bangkok is not advising Americans living in Thailand to leave, but it is suggesting that those planning to travel there should carefully consider their options. Several other nations, including Britain, Japan, and Australia, have issued similar warnings. So far, there have been no reports of violence across Thailand, and the impact of the coup on the country's important tourism industry appears minimal. One of the most popular tourist destinations in Thailand is the southern island of Phuket. Simon Hand is managing editor of the Phuket Post newspaper. He joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Hand.
Oh, it's nice to be there.
I understand your paper had an interesting headline in response to the coup. I wonder if you could tell us what it was.
Well, I've literally just come off of the beach in Patong, which is 3 miles of golden white sand, and it's fairly packed with tourists all enjoying themselves, and our headline for the next issue will be, coup? What coup?
Of course, in December of 2004, after the tsunami, there was a considerable drop in tourism in places like Phuket. Has there been a full recovery from that?
The island is certainly fully recovered and is ready for tourists. As for the numbers, I think we're down still a little on pre-2004-2005 figures. But we're expecting to pick it up this high season. It looks like it'll be a good season.
So there's been no effect on tourism there at all. I mean, how are people responding to the news of the coup?
Well, you have to bear in mind that we're well over 800 kilometers away from the capital and almost equal number of kilometers away from the trouble in the south of Thailand as well. But we haven't really felt many effects at all. There's a little bit of increased security at the border checkpoint and at the airport, that's all.
Maybe you could just describe a little bit more what it's like in Phuket at the moment.
Oh, well, directly after the coup, there wasn't a lot of information coming out of government. TV channels were showing tape-recorded programs. The international press lines, BBC, CNN, were also closed off from cutting through. But as of last night, that all came back online again. The banks were all closed yesterday as well, and I think probably for the best part, stopped people making a rush on all the banks and throwing all their money out. But now everything is back to normal. People are shopping like crazy. Bars are open. They've actually, one of the things that has happened last night in Patong, which is our main tourist area, all the bars cut back on the sales tax and VAT tax from their bills and gave away cheap drinks. So they were serving Texan tequilas and coup cocktails. So that was quite an interesting night, and everybody was enjoying themselves immensely.
And, of course, tourism is very important to Thailand's economy, is it not?
It's quite important, yes. I think it's perhaps more important to Phuket than most other areas. There's quite a lot of other trade, but it's certainly the most visible of the money earners.
And you were saying that you were on the beach and that everything looked completely normal after this coup, but are people talking about it at all?
Oh, yes, of course. There's an awful lot of chat going on around, wondering what's going to happen next. A lot of debate as to why it happened as well. Most people here are very pro-democracy, but I think that many of the people, particularly the Thais, were getting to a point where they wanted to see some sort of a change. I noticed that there was a comment from your deputy secretary for the state where he said that the coup was a step backwards for democracy. Well, I feel like a lot of people here think that, in fact, democracy has been walking backwards for something like 8 or 9 months now. So it was time something had to happen. It's unfortunate that it happened in this one, but I think that ultimately it will turn out to be a move forward for Thailand.
And although, of course, as you've described, tourism has not been affected in Phuket right now, things are obviously very quiet there, going on as normal. But is there any concern that down the road, the political situation could have an effect, a negative effect?
Well, I think it depends what happens next. It's only been 2 days since the coup. Everything seems to be fairly calm. There's been an acceptance, I feel, amongst local people that this was something like this was to happen. As to what happens next, it really is, I think, in the hands of former Prime Minister Thaksin. If he decides to, he could cause a lot of trouble here, which I think would probably be against the best interests of the country.
Thanks so much for talking with us, Mr. Hand.
Well, thank you very much.
Simon Hand is managing editor of the Phuket Post.